a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Kids across Michigan went back to school yesterday. Waiting until after Labor Day to start school isn't just a cultural tradition in Michigan. It's the law. And it's a law that some people would like to change. Tuesday morning at 8:30, the first bell of the year rings at Congress Elementary in Grand Rapids.
Okay, so when we go up the stairs, one hand on the rail, please.
Mrs. Howard is lining up her third graders. Last week, she was running off last-minute copies and sweating through her preparations in a school building with no air conditioning. Yesterday, she and the rest of the teachers and staff at Congress were ready to go. It's not that anyone at this school is itching to get the year going earlier. It's that this school, this district, doesn't even have the option. John Helmholt is spokesman for Grand Rapids Public Schools.
We determine the day school starts not based on the academic needs of children, but on the tourism industry.
In 2005, Michigan passed a law to prevent schools from opening before Labor Day. The main rationale behind the law was to allow families one last vacation weekend. The main promoters of the law came from the state's tourism industry. Helmholt and many other school officials say that's not how education policy should be set.
And particularly for the lower-income students, when they're more susceptible to summer learning loss, the start of school, the length of the school year, the length of the school day, these are real issues that we need to start talking about.
But it's not just the tourism industry that wants the school year to start after Labor Day. Tina Bruno heads up a group called the Coalition for a Traditional School Year. It's based in Texas and advocates nationwide for laws that prevent schools from starting in August or sooner. Bruno says she got involved with the issue after working at a low-performing school in San Antonio. One of the proposed fixes for the school was switching to a year-round calendar.
And when the consultants came in and started talking about it, it just sounded like the coolest thing in the world to me. And after experiencing it for a year, it was an absolute nightmare. Nothing that they promised came true.
And Bruno doesn't buy the arguments that low-income kids suffer most from long summers. It is true that achievement gaps in schools get worse over the summer, but Bruno says that happens even with short breaks.
Research has shown very clearly that over a 12-month cycle, regardless of the calendar the kids are following, they are going to learn and forget the same amount of material.
The research is a little more mixed than Bruno lets on. Some studies have shown an advantage for some students in year-round schools, but the evidence is far from conclusive. And in Michigan, year-round schools are allowed. Districts just have to get a waiver. What's not allowed is for traditional calendar schools to start in August so they can have more time off in the winter or spring. Democratic State Representative Andy Shore introduced legislation that would allow them to do that. Bottom line, he says, this shouldn't be a tourism issue. It should be an education issue.
If you look at the House Republicans and the House Democrats' agendas, they will say that education is top on their list. You know, and you can ask for their document, you can ask for our document, everyone will say education is top on their list. If that's true, then this should be an education-related discussion, not a tourism-related discussion.
Shore introduced his legislation in June. It was referred to the House Committee on Tourism. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.